The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
The grandparents of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney left Ahagower, a small village in Mayo, in July of 1925. Robert Carney and Nora Moran emigrated to Canada, and today their grandson is returning to the village. The excitement around Ahagower has been building since the announcement. There are Canadian flags hanging outside several houses, while the village itself is decorated with bunting. At the heart of Ahagower is Scott's, the local shop, post office and pub. Owner JP Scott says the excitement surrounding the visit has been growing in the last few days.
Oh, it's a huge honour for us, Maggie, here. It's amazing, like, since we heard the story breaking about 2 years ago that he was going to be the Prime Minister in Canada, you know, and then the news came through that he had relations here. We said, this is amazing, maybe this man might come back to our small village at some place, you know, and you're always dreaming about, you know, you've seen JFK back in New Ross way back, and Obama, and Ronnie Reagan, and then Joe Biden, you know, says, this is amazing if it happens. You know, I know it's happening, I can't believe it. It's been great. We've been, as you can see, we have the bunting up, we have the flags up. The local community have been involved and backed up by Mayo County Council to get the place tidied up. Although the place is very tidy anyways, because we were involved in the National Tidy Towns competition, and we have won numerous honours in that over the last few years. But the build-up has been great, and everybody has been so accommodating, and local bodies all coming together, you know. We're really delighted, like, that he's, you know, coming to Dublin, but he seems to be heading straight for Westport and Ahagower, like, you know, and to think that he'll be walking in the footsteps of his ancestors from that little town and back to the village, you know, here where his ancestors, his grandparents would have come here, would have come into this village, into this shop and post office and done their business, and now we're going to have him.
Mr. Carney still has lots of family here. It's hoped he'll meet with his second cousin, Pat Carney, a man in his 90s, while his second cousin once removed, Gus Herity, is also hoping to meet with him today.
Oh, it's awful exciting altogether. My brother is really involved in it. He has done a tremendous amount of work, and like the rest of the community as well. Over the last couple of weeks, it's unreal. We're trying to get everything tip-top, everything in shape, you know. It's brilliant. When I was young, I didn't know about it. I had heard we were cousins of the Mordens, but you know, when you're young, you don't take no heed. And it's brilliant to find out. It's only lately we found out the real cousin we are, second cousins once removed, which is brilliant, and we're all excited.
The community centre has been turned into an exhibition for the visit. There are five different sections on show: Ahagower to Canada, the relatives of Nora Moran, maps of Ahagower, UNESCO Global Geoparks, and genealogy of the Carney-Moran families. On each wall, there are boards mounted explaining the history of Mr. Carney's roots in the village. Chairperson of Ahagower Community Council, Colette Sheridan, explains the work that went into it.
It's exceptional. It turned out really, really well. A lot of work went into that, I suppose, between the community and Harry Hughes and his historical group, and a local girl, Lisa McNamara. And we got it professionally mounted yesterday morning from the famous Chris Harper. He's amazing. It's a tale. You walk around and it's the story. Not in a book, but just up on wall. A picture tells a tale, I suppose. So, yeah, it's fabulous.
Mr. Carney is meeting President Catherine Connolly in Westport this morning before travelling to Ahagower this afternoon. While he's there, he's expected to attend local mass and meet his relations and the community. Cabot Kitchens is in charge of the food for the day. Owner Redmond has put together a special menu for the occasion.
We've sourced all this amazing local food from the area in a very small distance. And what we're serving is Ahagower Cabot hummus with Sean McGinn pickled vegetables on gluten-free sesame crackers. So Sean McGinn grows local vegetables about 4 miles away from where the Carney homestead was originally. Then we're serving Velvet Cloud Clunbrook Sheep's Cheese, which is from Claremorris, drizzled with Al Honey on Corn Ruhr sourdough crisps. Al Honey, Edward Mannion and his wife there own the land that Mark Carney's grandparents were on, and they're raising bees. So he's going to be putting in his mouth the very honey made from that homestead. And then we have lovely Ackle Island smoked mackerel pate made by Cabot's Westport on sourdough crisp bread with Meskin ale pickled apples. So that's local seafood from the bay, Clew Bay. People would have eaten it, gone back all the years. And then lastly, we've got a special dish out, which is Carney's cousin, rhubarb and strawberry fool. So that's local rhubarb compote served with a Velvet Cloud sheep's yogurt and Anthony Printer's Ackle sea salt fudge. So that's an amazing thing. Mark Carney, the Prime Minister's cousin once removed, is Gus Herity, and he's a great friend of the cookery school. He grows things locally, and he's got rhubarbs, and he's got 2 pallets of fresh strawberries from his garden, which have been, we've been waiting for the sun to ripen them. They're just picked today.
The real vibe around the community is excitement. I spoke to some of the locals yesterday, and they described the atmosphere.
Great to see Mark Kearney coming here to visit us, because it's a very small village. We don't have famous people passing through very often, you know. St. Patrick was the last person of note that passed through here, and that's going back a little bit, you know. So we're very proud of Mark Kearney, but we're also very proud of him and his values that he stands for. We're very much proud of that, you know.
The community is so excited. There's such a buzz about the place. It's a total honour. It's such a special occasion. For such a small village, it just means so much to us.
It's massive. Listen, if you go out to the village, it's absolutely buzzing. There's flags everywhere. Every single garden is cut. It's never looked better. The principal people here is... We're good, hard-working, fair people, and we like to have fun. But times are hard here. This is a bubble region district, so it's a disadvantaged area. So when one of ours goes away and has such great success as Mark Kearney and comes back, it shines a light on all the positive aspects of our community, and it fills us with pride and joy, and we're absolutely delighted for it. And we're looking forward to giving a big ruler bucus tomorrow to him and giving him a good Ocuyar welcome.
The younger generation has been getting involved too. Aaron and Caleb Sheridan gave their thoughts ahead of the visit.
Like, very excited and nervous. Yeah, I'm excited. It's good for the village. Like,
Mr. Kearney will attend a civic reception hosted by Mayo County Council this evening before travelling back to the G7 Leader Summit in France tomorrow morning.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.